You are listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor Robert Marsbach. We believe that these devotions will encourage and strengthen you. So tune in, connect, and be blessed. For any more information, please visit us online at lifechurchuk.org.
Welcome to Life Devotions, and thank you for joining me today. You know He is righteous is the title of this devotion. For me, this is one of the fundamental powers against all the temptations of the devil attacking and seeking to attack us in our weak human nature. You see, the weakness of the human nature is the power of sin in our flesh. That is the weakness. But the scripture says in Romans chapter 5 that while we were yet weak, Christ died for the ungodly. Ungodly, none of God in the flesh. That is the nature of sin, the weakness of human flesh. But praise the Lord that we now have received the Holy Spirit, the power of life in Christ, by which we live free from that weakness by grace in that life that comes to us from the throne of grace, that we may live as He lives in the power of a newness of life, newness of life. Oh, glory to God. When you begin to understand this, perceive this, recognize this, and acknowledge this within yourself, this is the wonder of true Christianity, that it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ lives in me. And here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 29, it says, if you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of Him. You know He is righteous is the title of this devotion. Knowing that righteousness that you have in Jesus is the stability of our faith. Our stability of faith is Christ Himself in His righteousness at the Father's right hand. I mean, think about this if you go with me to Acts chapter 22 for a moment. And here you see the Apostle Paul, right? And I love the way it says it here, starting at verse 8. So Paul is talking about him meeting Jesus, right? Him meeting Jesus when Jesus said to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? In verse 7. So I answered, Paul's giving his testimony about what happened. Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. So I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do. And since I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of those who were with me, I came into Damascus. Then a certain Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good testimony with all the Jews who dwell there, came to me, and he stood and said to me, brother Saul, receive your sight. At the same hour I looked up at him. Then he said, listen to this. The God of our Father has chosen you that you should know His will and see the Just One and hear the voice of His mouth. Again, the God of our fathers has chosen you that you should know His will and see the Just One. Jesus is called the Just One. And hear the voice of His mouth. For you will be His witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. What a powerful transformation took place into this man when he met the Just One, when he met Jesus. And Paul says, as he is preaching the gospel to the Philippians in chapter 3, starting at verse 7, he said, you know something? What things were gained to me, what I used to be like after the human nature? I was a Jew, born in the tribe of Benjamin, born in the house of Pharisees, raised in the strictest order of the law. And in this life, I was the most exemplary and I had no mistakes or faults. And he said, yet all that which I used to count of such great value, I now consider it a combined loss for Christ's sake. Yet indeed, I count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things and count them rubbish, that I may gain Christ, listen, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is the whole thing. You know he is righteous. You know you have that conscious inward knowledge of his righteousness, that I may be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. You see, friends, without this, we will always struggle with our sense of self-worth and significance and value. We will always feel threatened by other people's spirituality or powers or abilities or gifts or talents. We will always compete, and none of these forces that I just mentioned ever represents Jesus in any form or fashion. No, my dear friends. What we need today is to know he is righteous. In him I'm complete. In him I lack nothing. In him I want nothing. Jesus is my righteousness. And that journey of revelation, and I call it a journey, cannot be without the confrontation of self. As you begin to realize Jesus is your righteousness, you have to give up your own. You have to let go of that part of your nature that seeks to establish self, that seeks your own honor, your own glory, that seeks to be your promotion, that seeks the acknowledgement of man. And that often is such a work of the Holy Spirit's grace in our lives, and can be not an easy journey because we can be so bound up with the need of man's recognition, bound up with the need of man's honor and praise. And we can be bound up in our own accomplishments, and to be able to suffer the loss of that is the wording accurately spoken by Paul. I've suffered the loss of what gave me significance, worth, and value, but I have received something so much better. I believe any demotion that we receive in this life is a golden opportunity to understand what I'm talking about. And therefore, I charge you in the Lord, embrace any trial of the loss of all things. Embrace it. No matter how unfair, no matter how hard to bear, no matter how difficult, so that in that suffering of the loss, you may find this amazing grace to find that righteousness of God in Christ. You see, God has reconciled us to himself. It says in verse 18 of 2 Corinthians 5, now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For here it comes. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. How do I know that I know him righteous? Because when you suffer debasement, when you suffer loss, when you suffer defamation, you're defamed, you're not honored, you're not recognized, you're not received, you're not honored, that there is this grace inside of you that holds you steady. Because all of these things should not be able to destroy you if Jesus Christ is your righteousness, if you know him righteous. And that is a journey to get to that place. But Jesus Christ himself will lead you there. And you come into a place when you go through the struggle sometimes with your own failing, and the Lord keeps holding up the mirror to you. He keeps holding up the mirror of his word, of his spirit to you. And every time you cannot escape the confrontation, that you have to believe and trust him to not impute those things, but give them to Christ, to bear them for you, and you find forgiveness, reconciliation. You find righteousness with God through Jesus Christ alone, alone. And that lives so deep in you that if anybody would confront you about your past failures, you can look them in the eyes and you could say, "You're so true. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Oh, yes. I was a terrible sinner." Like Paul would say in 1 Timothy chapter 1, "I was the chief of all sinners, but God chose me as an example of what he could do for the worst sinner through the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is worthy of all acceptance, that Jesus came into the world to save sinners, for I was the worst of them all." You see, Paul understood this. He knew him who is righteous. He understand, he recognized that he is righteous. And I pray that you may have this revelation. It is essential for our salvation that you know Christ is your righteousness, that he is living in the perfect righteousness with the Father right now, revealing what he has in the Father in us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ, that righteousness he has with the Father in heaven, he now reveals in us. That is so real and so powerful. You see, I close with this from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. It says there, verse 29, that no flesh should glory in his presence. There's nothing about my human nature that has any glory with God in itself. No, what has glory with God, my dear friends, is that he has made Jesus Christ unto me. He has placed me in Christ, whom he has made unto me wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. It says it right here. For of him, of God, you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. Friends, I pray that you may know him righteous. You know he is righteous. You know it inside. You perceive him, his righteousness in you. And you have peace. God spoke to me one time when I became so conscious of the world and said, "No, Lord, no, Lord, no, Lord, I'm not of this world." He said to me, "I'm upholding you with my own righteousness." And he opened my understanding to this scripture right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30 and 31. He opened my understanding. He saw, Jesus opens understanding to the scripture. I saw that Jesus is my righteousness and he upholds me with his own righteousness. The Lord says in Isaiah 41 verse 10, "Fear not, I'm with you. Don't be dismayed. I'm your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You see, that is the wonder of Him not failing you, that He keeps unveiling in you, revealing in you that He is righteous and that His righteousness now is ours in Him, and that we can have peace with God through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Have a good day.